Hey, there's that familiar opening theme song.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've been podcasting.
It's been a little while because
we've been busy. That's yes, right. Corks and Forks in April.
Corks and Forks in April. I guess we should probably say this is Jay.
And Jerry.
From the Decatur Area Arts Council with Darts
Podcast.
But yes, Corks and Forks. It was a huge endeavor. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Arts Council.
Right, and we'd like to thank everybody that participated, our sponsors, you name it. It was a great event. We had a great time and raised some money for the Arts Council.
Yes,
so
we did.
Thank you particularly to our sponsors, the Staley Family Foundation, Seth Q, and Alan and Beth Fridgie.
And of course, we had the help of the Decanter, the fellas down there. We had all of the restaurants who came out and supported,
absolutely,
giving us their goods.
Yeah.
We had some live artists this year.
Right, Lindsay Harrison Kirk and John Griffin.
And then we were in a new space
out there at the conference center,
which went very well. We've heard some good feedback on that.
Yep.
And
yep.
It was just a really great time. Lots of smiling faces, yep, and lots of full bellies.
Right. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah. And because we don't like to dwell on what has been.
Right.
Let us look at what is coming.
Right.
To the Decatur Arts Council, Decatur Area Arts Council and around. One of the, we'll get to the big that's coming, mm-hmm, in a moment. I want to hit on a couple of smaller things real quick. We have a summer reading kickoff coming up.
Right. The Decatur Public Library is having an event in Central Park on Saturday, June 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the Arts Council is one of many organizations that's going to be there with family fun. So come on down. It's free. And some of the other organizations that are going to be there with activities and things to do with your family, Children's Museum of Illinois, Scoville Mobile Zoo will be there. We're going to be there with some art making. Decatur Fire Department, I think, is going to have a fire truck down there. Paw Print Ministries will have their, whether a lovely little dogs. So lots of things. And of course, the Decatur Public Library, mm-hmm, will be there with all kinds of fun activities. So,
and I believe even a lot of the surrounding businesses for that time period, they're going to, like, you know, along Merchant Street and, mm-hmm, in the downtown area, they're going to be up and running and doing some fun things to tie into that.
Right. And even some lunch specials.
I believe.
If you come on down to be a part of this event, grab some lunch at one of the great eateries in downtown Decatur. So that again is Saturday, June 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Good stuff. And then we also have some exciting classes coming up, don't
we? Our classes that we have scheduled currently on DecaturArts.org run through August. And there's a whole bunch of great stuff coming up in June for kids and adults. We've got some Friday classes for kids who are out of school, polymer clay animal making, and a Mad Hatter party. We have a mixed media animals creations and oil pastel landscapes. And that's just in June. There's plenty of stuff coming in July and August as well. And then also, if your kids are really interested in the arts, we have a couple of week-long camps. One is in June, the 17th through the 21st, Art with the Masters. And the other is in July, and that is our International Arts Camp. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what that's connected to when we have a little chat with Sue Powell, our gallery director.
Which you recently sat down with her to discuss not just that, but the International Arts Festival as a whole.
Right. It's a two, well, Sue can tell us all about it.
Let's listen.
Yeah.
It's time for International Arts Experience, which happens annually here at the Arts Council. And this year we are featuring Eastern Europe, Kindred Cultures.
What does that mean, Kindred Cultures? Why'd you choose that title?
So we have several different countries that are in the Eastern Europe area that we're covering, and they've all experienced migration and war and politics and kind of shifting borders. And this has resulted in kind of interweaving their cultures throughout history, but they're all really sharing many similarities.
Okay.
And yet are fiercely prideful of their national identity and their cultural identity. So we're going to show those similarities and those differences.
So
they are kindred.
What are a few of those countries?
So we've got Bulgaria and Hungary, Czech Republic, Romania, Russia, Ukraine, Slovakia, and Poland.
So you rattled all those off because you've talked to a lot of collectors in the area who are providing us with artwork and artifacts to exhibit in our exhibit.
Yes, I have. I call it my annual archaeological dig. And I have met some really interesting people. There's a woman from Champagne who is Russian, who is lending us a number of beautiful items. A gentleman from Ukraine who is in Springfield. A Polish lady here in Decatur. A gentleman with a wonderful story who had been in the Foreign Service for 14 years over there in a number of the countries. And so he had artifacts and artwork from all over that Eastern European area. So it's always very interesting to see people who have traveled or worked or have lived in these areas.
And I always find it entertaining when you put these together in that you start off worrying whether you're going to find enough and then it snowballs until you have to actually start turning people away.
That is true. It happens every year like that. And it's a wonderful thing. I continue to hear about more people who actually have some wonderful things in their collections. And there's a wide variety in the exhibit. So you would expect to see the Matryoshka dolls, which are the nesting dolls.
Okay. The cool ones that are on the postcard.
Yes, they're beautiful. And they're all unique. There are never two that are alike.
Hand painted.
And of course, you'll expect probably to see some of the lacquer boxes, the Russian lacquer painted boxes, which you will see. But you might be surprised at some of the other things. Some of the icon art, which is the religious art. There's a lot of different kinds of ceramics and fine porcelain pieces to like everyday use kind of ceramics,
right.
Textiles and clothing and furniture and toys.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned everyday use stuff. That's what I find kind of interesting about these exhibits every year in the summer is that it's not just art. Often items you find delve into the actual everyday culture of the folks, and you do a lot of research on all these different items.
I do. So the art, the original art and the artifacts kind of tell the story of the countries and the cultures. And in fact, you will see text next to each item so you know what you're looking at, and you'll see through the reading the text how it relates to their culture, maybe traditions and ways of life, maybe religion, just all those different aspects of life. And it helps you to kind of put together how an influence from one culture affected another culture, or how maybe this one country is really very different from the other.
Right. And sometimes you put together the exhibit itself in the space in different ways. How did you plan this one? Is it by country? Is it by culture? Is it by the type of artifacts?
I thought about doing it by countries at one point in time, but because they are kindred cultures and they're really are a lot of crossovers, I think it's more interesting for people to be able to see each one of those art forms in a similar space, kind of so that they can compare them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you'll see sections where there's a lot of a national identity or political kinds of artwork. And then there might be a section that is all clothing that you can look at, the differences and similarities, or the ceramics or glasswork. So I think that's an interesting way for you to see, oh, I didn't realize that there were more than pasanka eggs, you know, just from the Ukraine.
Right.
That actually there are Czechoslovakian eggs that are painted.
And they're different in this way.
They are. They're different because of the motif, the pattern, the kinds of images that might be painted on the surface. So, that's fascinating to me.
And this exhibit runs all summer. What are the dates for that?
So we open June 7th and we go through July 29th.
And our regular hours, gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 10 to 2 on Saturday.
And we will be opening on Friday evening, June 7th.
Oh, this is always exciting.
Big night, right? So three floors to help you immerse yourself in all of these cultures, these East European cultures. So, of course, you'll see the exhibit on the first floor in the Ann Lloyd Gallery. But then on the second floor, Jenny Cowgill, our education coordinator, will have actual hands-on craft making, and they will be Russian-inspired activities based upon the nesting dolls and the Ukrainian eggs. And then up on the third floor, you can get a taste of East European foods. And
Chef Nick from the Bizou is putting together some really great recipes.
Yummy stuff. Yeah. And then you can join the performance arena up there is on the third floor. And we'll have the Chicago Cossacks, part of their group coming. We'll have a couple of their musicians and a dancer. They will play music from all of these different countries the actual traditional instruments. Mm-hmm. So you get to see those instruments.
Is a balalaika a traditional instrument?
It is. Oh. Very good, Jerry.
I remember from an old Beatles song back in the USSR, it was a balalaika.
Yeah, or Dr. Zhivago. Everybody thinks of that, right?
Yeah.
And their dancer will dance some of the folk dances, but also invite the audience to come up and learn a few easy steps.
The brave ones can get up there and
it's
try
it. Fun. Yeah, I know it is. It's great fun. And it's a good thing for families because all ages can participate participate in this. Actually, at 6 o'clock in the evening, when we normally have our gallery talk time, we will have a storyteller, Mike Lockett from Bloomington Normal area. He travels all over the world doing storytelling, and he will share some East European folk tales. Folk tales are really important in these cultures. In fact, you'll see a lot of the artwork that's related to images of folk tales. Okay. So I thought that would be kind of a fun addition to the evening.
And of course, none of this can happen without great support from our community.
That's right. We really want to thank our sponsor, Busey. And then we have a number of individual sponsors. And the Rotary Club has given us a grant that will help to offset some of the costs for youth groups to participate in our field trip program that revolves around the exhibit as well.
Different groups can sign up to come and spend time in the exhibit and get a personalized tour. And then they go upstairs and create something based on what they see down in the gallery.
Exactly. It's a great learning experience. And, you know, maybe you'll never in your lifetime have an opportunity to go visit these countries, but this is a way for you to kind of visit them and learn about them without actually making that trip.
During the exhibit in July, we have sort of a booster shot happening July 12th. It's kind of the July gallery walk.
That's right.
And there'll be a little music that night too.
There will. We will have Dr. Tatiana Shustova. She is from the University of Illinois, but I understand she's actually teaching a little at Millikan as well, or collaborating at Millikan, and quite an accomplished pianist. And so she's from Russia, and she will be providing the music for the evening.
All this starts June 7th at the International Arts Cultural Event from 5 to 7:30. It's free for the public to attend, and we'll have music and dance and art making and food, and of course the amazing exhibit. And then the whole thing runs from June 7th to July 29th.
That's right. We hope you'll come down and see it. We hope that you'll take the time to read and learn from the exhibit and bring your whole family.
Yeah, and set aside a little extra time, because reading the cards and the information about the different pieces really adds a lot of value to your trip.
We find a lot of people come in initially and then they come back because they get reeled in because they're so interested.
That's exactly right. So, well, thanks for telling us all about the International Arts Experience, Eastern Europe Kindred Cultures, June 7th through July 29th, with a cultural event kicking off June 7th.
All right. Thank you, Sue, for stepping in and talking with Jerry about that.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. It always is. Yeah, Everyone looks forward to this event
every
year.
There's so much to do in the summertime here in Decatur.
There is. And I guess that's a nice segue to how we like to wrap these podcasts up. We like to look ahead at to what we are excited about in terms of arts in the Decatur area.
And I can put that in three words: Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
And I think we agree on that. Uh-huh. We're both looking forward to that this year. And you've actually
been in the space.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
Got to go to the soft opening, which was a couple of weeks ago, and they had a great cover band in there. But the treat was to actually be in the space, because it's a great venue. And I hope that everybody gets out to see shows out there, because there's a lot of great ones lined up.
Now, as we are recording this, it has not been open to the public just yet.
It's Memorial weekend's getting ready to kick it all off, and that's going to be a great weekend. But folks are going to hear this after that weekend.
Correct.
So a few of the things that are coming up: May 31st is 4 and 20, the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young tribute. June 1st is the Journey Experience. June 21st is Heartache Tonight, which is an Eagles tribute act. And not only is there live music to hear, but they're also going to be showing free movies over the course of the summer. And the first one will be June 14th, Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen biopic.
Well, now that is a current flick.
Right. Really looking forward to it. And they'll have a lot of classics like The Sandlot and Sweet Home Alabama and things like that.
Awesome.
that you'll get to go see. And also performing in June is the Decatur Municipal Band.
That's right. They'll be there on June 19th.
That's right. And you're now become an integral part, Jay, of the Municipal Band this summer.
So to speak, I'm actually going to be the new MC. Shirley Kistler, longtime MC for the Muni. She retired last year, and I was asked to jump aboard, and I'm super excited about it and looking forward to being, as Jim Culbertson likes to say, the new voice of the Decatur Municipal Band.
And now the Muni Band will be performing on June 19th at the Devon.
Yes, but we kick the season off on June 3rd, and that'll be out at Central Park. They are not leaving Central Park. I think some people have gotten a hold of the idea that maybe they're moving to the new amphitheater.
No, that's just a special performance or two.
Yep. And happy to be there. Great space.
Yep.
But we're sticking with Central Park. We'll have our shows at Fairview Park, as always. And I can tell you, for that first opening show, Rachel Rodiger is our featured vocalist, and Mike McDonald is going to be our soloist extraordinaire for the date.
Once again, a marvelous musical experience.
It's always
in
great.
Central Park.
Yeah. If you have not been to a Muni Band performance, because I know for some people, the idea of an orchestra playing music, they don't know what to think. They don't know what to consider. And, and I will say, as a fan of the music, there is nothing like hearing a group of fantastic musicians these songs move you. They make you feel things, you know, the highs, the lows, the, you know, every one of these pieces tells a story, and the Muni just knocks it out of the park week after week after week.
Hearing it live is so much different
than
a recorded version of anything.
It's just like watching a baseball game on TV versus being in the park and seeing the game in action. It's the same thing with live music.
Right. And live music in Central Park, live music at the Devon Amphitheater. So.
And at Fairview Park as well.
Yep.
It's going to be a great summer, regardless of what you want to do. But keep it here at the Darts Podcast or DecaturArts.org. And we're sort of your hub for all things arty.
And remember, June 7th, the International Arts Experience Eastern European Cultural Event.
All right. For the Decatur Area Arts Council, my name is Jay.
I'm Jerry.
And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time or talk at you next time. I never get that outro correct. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing anybody.
Bye.
Bye.